Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
She says her work is not over, but Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Trump critic, has lost her primary race. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney loses a GOP primary to Harriet Hageman, a lawyer backed by former President Donald Trump. After conceding the race, Cheney told supporters,
"Now the real work begins."
The three-term member of Congress and co-chair of the January 6th committee says former President Trump and his allies at the national, state, and local levels are a threat to the nation.
"If we do not condemn the conspiracies and the lies, if we do not hold those responsible to account, we will be excusing this conduct."
I'm Tim McGuire.
Another frequent Trump critic, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, made it through Alaska's primary to the general election. Also in Alaska, Sarah Palin, who Donald Trump supports, is going into the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. This morning, Syria's fiercely denying that it's holding any kidnapped Americans. This after President Biden accused Syria of holding U.S. journalist Austin Tice. He disappeared near Damascus in 2012. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is scheduled to appear in court in Atlanta this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
The special grand jury is investigating attempts by former President Donald Trump and others to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. It's not clear how much the former New York mayor and Trump attorney will be willing to say now that Giuliani's lawyers have been told that he's a target of the investigation.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Climate scientists say the new spending package that President Biden just signed will trim future warming a little bit. The price of gas is still falling. Gas is $3.94 a gallon today. This is AP News. You may have seen his blockbuster World War II film, Das Boot. Wolfgang Petersen has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
German filmmaker Wolfgang Petersen has died of pancreatic cancer in Los Angeles, according to his representative. He was 81. Wolfgang Petersen's breakthrough film was the German-language film Das Boot, earning 6 Oscar nominations. Among Petersen's other films were The Perfect Storm, The Never-Ending Story, In the Line of Fire, and Air Force One.
Immortality! Take it! It's yours!
Petersen also directed the film Troy. He told reporters in 2004, one scene shot in Malta always stood out in his memory.
When Helen and the entourage, when they all come first time, greet Peter O'Toole on the steps there of the palace, we read the next day that that was the hottest place on earth.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
The top-rated primetime show last week was America's Got Talent on Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A pair of tight races in the National League. In the Central Division, St. Louis began Tuesday with a 2-game lead over the Brewers. The Cardinals beat Colorado 5-4. In order to keep pace, Milwaukee needed to defeat the Dodgers. Chuck Freeman tells the story.
The floundering Brewers blew a late lead, but then rallied from a 1-run deficit in the bottom of the 11th inning to beat the Dodgers 5-4. Victor Caratini delivered a 1-out bloop single to score the tying and winning runs. That after the Brewers loaded the bases against Dodgers closer Craig Kimbrel.
Meanwhile, the Braves pulled to within 3.5 games of the Mets in the East with a 5-0 decision behind a 12-strikeout performance from Charlie Morton. First baseman Matt Olson says Atlanta is helping itself by taking the first 2 games of this series.
It's good to come out and get these first 2. Obviously, we got a couple good arms coming up these next 2. And
it won't get any easier for the Braves as they still have to face Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Other National League winners were the Phillies, Marlins, Cubs, and Giants. In the American League, the Yankees may lead the East, but they lost for the 10th time in 12 starts when they were beaten by Tampa Bay 3-1. Rays manager Kevin Cash likes how his club has won 4 straight, including the last 2 in the Bronx.
Wins in this ballpark against this team, they can elevate you a little bit, make you feel that much better.
In another AL East game with playoff implications, the Orioles won in Toronto 4-2. In the race for the American League's final wildcard spot, the O's trail the Jays by 1.5 game. The remaining junior circuit winners were the Red Sox, White Sox, Tigers, Twins, A's, and M's. Pro basketball, the NBA will be idle on Election Day, but all 30 teams will be playing on November 7th, the night before the midterms. Tennis, at the Western and Southern Open, Serena Williams lost in straight sets to U.S. Open champ Emma Raducanu. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Back at the White House, President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act.
One of the most significant laws in our history. Let me say from the start, with this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
It's intended to boost Democrats' standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. The federal government is telling two states they will get even less water from the drought-stricken Colorado River. More from the AP's Norman Hall.
Arizona and Nevada, already enduring extreme drought, face more water cuts from the Colorado. The reductions come as experts predict levels at Lake Mead, the largest U.S. reservoir, will plummet even further. The cuts will place officials in those states under extraordinary pressure to plan for a hotter, drier future and a growing population. Mexico will also face cuts. Lake Mead is currently less than a quarter full. The seven states overall that depend on its water missed a federal deadline to announce proposals on plans to cut additional water next year. Arizona will lose an additional 3%, Nevada 8%. I'm Norman Hall.
Pittsburgh Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro was suspended for one game by Major League Baseball for having a cell phone in his back pocket during a game last week. This is AP News. Six people were wounded in a shooting that led to a hospital lockdown in Memphis.
Police say the six were shot shortly after midnight by people in a black SUV near Methodist North Hospital. They were all taken to other hospitals. Two of them were children. One is in critical condition. Of the other four people shot, three are in critical. A sedan was left riddled with bullet holes outside Methodist North Hospital, which was later taken off lockdown. Police say three of the people shot were being detained on suspicion that they were in possession of a stolen vehicle. Police are not yet releasing a motive for the shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
It was a rude awakening for a Colorado man when a roughly 400-pound bear flipped the lever doorknob to his home and rummaged through some dog food. The homeowner grabbed a gun and shot the bear multiple times until it collapsed and died. Officials in Steamboat Springs say the man had a legal right to shoot the bear if he felt threatened. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A new FDA rule will allow Americans with mild to moderate hearing problems to buy hearing aids without a prescription later this year. The rule creates a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam or prescription and can instead be sold online or over the counter. The Hearing Loss Association of America's Barbara Kelly's long been pushing that.
80% of people who could benefit from a hearing aid don't get one.
Citing cost, stigma, and other factors.
Consumers will have choice.
Glenda Greer resisted getting a hearing aid for years before giving in.
It was literally life-changing.
But says she advises people not to self-diagnose. A professional can properly fit the aid and optimize its benefits. Plus,
it could just be they have a wax buildup, just need their ears cleaned out, then they don't need hearing aids at all.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elvis Presley fans are gathering in Memphis, Tennessee to mark the 45th anniversary of his death. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. 30,000 people showed up to the candlelight vigil that goes past Elvis's grave, according to Priscilla Presley, his ex-wife. She says it's unbelievable how popular Elvis still is, and she credits the resurgence to the hit film Elvis. Priscilla Presley tells NBC's Today show she loved the movie, but it made her squirm to see how Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, could have done so much more for him.
He should have really probably stayed a publicist because he just didn't have, he didn't take Elvis where he wanted to be, and that was hard. Because I lived it.
After President Biden's recent COVID-19 bouts, the White House says First Lady Jill Biden has now tested positive. The Bidens have been vacationing at a private home in South Carolina, where her spokeswoman says the First Lady started experiencing mild symptoms last night. She'll isolate at the home for 5 days. The White House says the president tested negative this morning, but will follow CDC guidance by wearing a mask indoors for 10 days. He's returning to the White House today to sign the Democrats' climate change and health care bill before going to his Delaware home. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Home Depot is shattering its record for profit and revenue.
This is today's Home Depot.
Home improvement stores have stayed busy during the pandemic as people working from home took on new projects despite soaring prices overall and higher mortgage rates for homes. For the 3 months ending July 31st, Home Depot reported revenue of almost $44 billion. That's with a B, an increase of 6.5%. Profit and sales levels were unprecedented for Home Depot, according to CEO Ted Decker. The amount shoppers spent per transaction rose just over 9%. I'm Rita Foley.
General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 SUVs to fix a seatbelt issue. The recall covers Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes, Cadillac Escalades, and GMC Yukons from the 2021 and 2022 model years. The automaker says there's a problem that can cause the third-row seatbelts to malfunction, and they may not properly restrain a passenger in a crash. However, the automaker is unaware of any injuries caused by the problem. GM says the rivets that hold the buckle to the mounting bracket may have been formed improperly. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.